Welcome to the First Friday for September 2008. The First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense with news about the Georgia Army National Guard, the Georgia Air National Guard, and the Georgia State Defense Force. In this edition, record numbers attend the annual National Guard Enlisted Conference held in Savannah, and an area training center becomes a high-tech Top Gun. These stories and more coming up, but first, the news in brief. National Guard and State Defense Force soldiers were taught the finer points of protecting and escorting a dignitary during a week-long course held at the Naval Air Station in Marietta during August. Sergeant First Class Deidre Perry of the Army Aviation Support Facility at Hunter Army Airfield accepted a check for $1,000 recently for an essay on how the facility contributes to the base-wide recycling program. The Georgia National Guard Family Support Foundation was recently presented with two checks totaling more than $6,000. Officials of the 6th Annual Top Gun Ride for Children and Young Adults in Marietta presented the foundation a check in August totaling a little more than $6,000, while the Savannah Armed Forces Festival raised another $600 for the organization. A global war on terrorism milestone was reached in August by an E-8C Joint Surveillance Target Attack Radar Systems aircraft, JSTARS. The aircraft, based at Robins Air Force Base in Warner Robins, reached 40,000 flight hours. The aircraft has emblazoned on its side the words, "Let's roll and we'll always remember," in memory of those lost in the attacks of 9/11. Members from the 116th Air Control Wing comprised the crew as the JSTARS made history. The 48th Infantry Brigade Combat Team's upcoming Afghanistan mission, going downrange means taking to the hills in preparation. Headquarters and Headquarters Battery 118th Field Artillery, which is stationed in Savannah, will train alongside the British Army's 4th Battalion, the Yorkshire Regiment, for 2 weeks in Bury Budden, Scotland. The mission is an extension of the ongoing reciprocal UK-US Infantry Training Partnership. Elements of the Four Yorks Territorial Army, British Army National Guard component, were hosted by the 48th Brigade during the Multinational, Multi-Reserve Force and Readiness Exercise Patriot 2008 in July. 14 members of the 224th Joint Communications Squadron, which is part of the Georgia Air National Guard, returned to Brunswick August 27th after completing a 105-day deployment in support of Operation Iraqi and Enduring Freedom. The team deployed with the 2nd Joint Communications Squadron from MacDill Air Force Base in Florida to various locations in Qatar, Iraq, and Afghanistan to provide communications for combat commanders of the Joint Coalition Forces. The team of communications technicians were responsible for operating and maintaining secure and non-secure voice, data, and video communications equipment. The annual Enlisted Association of the National Guard of the United States kicked off its 2008 conference in mid-August in Savannah, Georgia. This year's conference was deemed the largest by Guard officials, who only expected 1,700 Guardsmen, but more than 2,000 registered on the first day. With the infusion of more than $13.4 million in new technology, the Air National Guard Savannah Combat Readiness Training Center has moved into the 21st century. Instead of watching the old amber screens, trainers can now monitor training on a variety of new formats using the new P5 combat training systems and Link 16. Officials at the CRTC describe the new equipment as giving pilots a bird's-eye view of the battlefield. Trainers can see the topography of the land or inside the cockpit, seeing move for move what any given pilot can see in the heat of the moment. And that's the First Friday Briefing Podcast for September 2008. First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense Directorate of Communications. If you have questions or comments, we welcome them. Email us at doc@ga.ngb.army.mil. I'm Amanda Kenny, and thanks for listening.